Welcome to the Conscious King Podcast with Miss LX. Let's jump into today's episode.
So, Britta, my dear, if you are ready.
I figured it out now. Tech is not my friend.
That's okay. Tech is not my friend either. And that's why I have a tech god.
I would have a sub to control all of these things. I'd just be like, fix this for me.
Yes. Yes. You
but
need.
I'm not in a perfect world yet.
You're not in a perfect world yet, but we can help you get there because you need everyone listening. My girl Britta needs a tech slave. So. Anyone listening to the Conscious King podcast?
A friend right now, actually.
Hey, we're not going to settle. Shh. Britta, I'm trying to get you a sub.
I know.
Everyone listening to the Conscious King podcast right now who's good at tech and wants to be a slave, go over to patreon.com/LXerotica and join my Discord and I will introduce you to Britta. How's that, Britta?
It's perfect.
It's perfect.
But my real question is, so to condense this down, real quick, 2-minute story about me.
Okay.
I am older, and old enough to be everybody's mom, was recently called a MILF, which I'm not sure how I feel about that. I'm trying to embrace it. Like, if that's what people are going to call me, then fuck yeah, okay, I can do that.
Okay.
I had a very bad... My first adventure into sub and dominant, I was the sub. He was horrible.
Oof.
I know that now.
Okay.
Through education.
Okay.
I will never go back to that. However, there is something that is in my makeup. I'm a normally very dominant personality. You tell me I can't do something, I'm going to fucking do it. I have lots of femme energy. I'm really short. I'm only 5 foot and I work in very male dominated fields my entire career. I'm also a first responder. So that gives you a little glimpse into when I say I'm in control.
Yeah.
I am in control.
Yeah.
Like people's lives are on the line.
Yeah. Get it, girl.
And my personal life is completely out of control.
Okay.
So first question, is now a good time to explore going back into this lifestyle?
What is your concern about going back into this lifestyle right now?
My concern is my personal life is a mess. Like I struggle with daily tasks sometimes.
Okay.
That's okay. I don't have any kids depending on me. I don't have a husband. It's just me.
Mm-hmm.
So like if I had those concerns or those people depending on me, it would be different. So I'm trying to craft a life for me where I can get my dominance and my needs met.
Mm-hmm.
But I also have this, I don't want to say secret, that's not the right word, but this underlying thing of really, I want to be submissive. I want what you were just describing to Kraken.
Yeah.
Of where the conscious mind is overpowered and I just get that release.
Yeah.
Of I can't move. Like Kraken said, like he's worried when she can't move. I want that.
Yeah.
I had that ever so briefly in the very beginning of my relationship with my Dom, who ironically was called Dawn. Like that was his actual name.
Oh. Great. Catchy.
Yeah, sucks. Yeah. But he was the epitome of a bad dom.
Oof.
He used it against me when I told him my, you know, secrets and blah, blah, blah.
Oh,
and he used it against me.
Boo!
Like,
boo,
he's
Dawn! Boo! Everyone, boo Dawn in the chat. Boo!
Yeah, no, he fucking sucks.
Boo! We're all booing him. Does that help?
Well, he's dead, so. I didn't kill him, for the record.
I love that you went there, though. I love that you went there. Girl, we going to be friends. Everyone, Britta went there.
Anyway.
Oh.
Okay. All right. Now that we have that taken care of.
Yeah. So, do I embrace being a switch? Do I embrace being dominant? Do I embrace being a sub? Do I just like, and I'm still really like sort of new.
Mm-hmm.
So where do I fucking start?
Mm-hmm. Well, I can't tell you.
Mm-hmm.
I can't tell you where to start, but I can tell you what I think is wise. And I can tell mm-hmm. you what I would do in your situation.
Okay. And you can feel the energy from my voice. So I trust you.
I very much can. And I very much relate to how you described yourself, that you are badass and powerful and you get shit done and you have, you know, been able to keep up with the male dominated industry and hang with the guys and all of that. But there's this part of you that's just, you're like, I'm still a woman and I still
mm-hmm.
need to rest. And I still want to tap into my feminine energy.
Right. And the other narrative that I'm working on, and this is like a therapy thing, not a dominate thing, but just mm-hmm. to like give you the complete picture of me.
Mm-hmm.
is claiming what's mine. I'm yes. working on like, yeah, that didn't work for me. I need to be happy in my life. And here's what makes me happy.
Good. Good. Good for you. Good for you. So here's the thing. I think mm-hmm. the focus should not be to try to label yourself right now.
Okay.
I don't think that should ever be the focus. Like you can say, you know, I feel dominant or I lean dominant or I am more dominant. It's not that I'm trying to be a stickler on that, but if your focus is, am I really a dominant? Am I really a submissive? Am I really a switch? Where's my switch point? What do I express? What do I pursue first? That to me is all just kind of anxious noise. And I want to just calm you down.
Yeah.
And give you permission to do what I think should be your first step before you really start leaning into your dominant side or really start leaning into that other side of you that just wants release and rest is
mm-hmm.
it sounds to me like you are a dominant switch, but your switch side is more of a bottom, not a submissive.
Oh, what's the difference, please?
Well, and you can correct me if I'm wrong as mm-hmm. we kind of get more details here, but a bottom can get into a receiving place or a surrendered place in sex or in a scene, but they don't consider themselves submissive or obedient to the person leading the scene.
Hmm. Okay.
As in, you might feel in the scene submissive to someone as their bottom, but in your mm-hmm. day-to-day life, you do not serve and obey and yield to them as their submissive.
Correct.
Okay. So.
Yes.
Okay.
That's actually. Yes. Okay. Thank you for that definition clarification. Because, yeah, if that's your definition, I'm way more than a bottom. Now, what's your definition of sub? Just so that I can understand it, because I'm really leaning towards the bottom. With
right.
what you said, like, I'm not obedient in any other aspect of my life. Believe me, maybe I should be.
No. I'm definitely
getting less trouble at work.
No, you are built exactly as you are for a reason and for a purpose, and there is nothing wrong with you or your feistiness or your power or your voice or your natural dominant energy.
Feisty. That's the key. If you have one word to describe me. Feisty. I'm 5 foot tall and 150 pounds. So, and I work in a very male-dominated field. Like, truth be told, I work for the morgue. So I'm lifting things and it's all male-dominated.
Wow.
Yeah.
Feisty.
Very feisty.
Okay. Okay. So I think really part of this is allowing that feistiness to be expressed in whatever way it needs to be day to day, and to really give yourself the space and the permission to focus on you, solely on you right now. Because mm-hmm. if I'm being honest, if you want to step more into your feminine power, not necessarily as this hard, aggressive woman, and she's cold and she's tough.
That's really not me. Right. I mean, it is me, but in interpersonal relationships, I'm very nurturing. I'm very mothering. I'm very, very tender. Your videos about soft dominance, totally my line. I'm not a hard dom.
Okay.
I mean,
okay.
I'm not. I want to try to, down the road, understand some of the impact play and all of that. But I've got a lot of work to do around that first because I don't understand it.
Yeah, yeah. And you'll get there. And that's the thing with this lifestyle. You learn by doing and you learn by exploring. And so you're going to just learn as you grow in this lifestyle. So there's no pressure. And I would just say, start there. Don't focus on defining your role in the lifestyle or even who you want or who you're looking for or what kind of counterpart you need right now. If you if you say that your personal life is a mess and it's messy to the point where you're struggling with day-to-day tasks, then I think it's time to just up your self-care game first.
Okay.
And I think in doing so, you're going to start nurturing yourself. You know how you have that beautiful mothering, nurturing energy for everyone else? Why don't we try having that nurturing, mothering energy over you? And
oh, because that's so freaking hard.
Because it's so freaking hard. I know. Damn self-love and compassion.
Fuck.
I know. Damn it.
Sorry, you might have to bleep that.
Oh, I cuss all the time. If they listen to this podcast, they know what they're going to get. So it's fine.
There you go.
You can say it as much as you want, my dear. But I think that's really the key, because if you want, if you want to be either a female dominant who is fully realizing her feminine energy and owning that space as a woman, you're going to need to value yourself at a high enough level to take that space. And if you're not doing that, even with your own self-care game, you're not going to get to that point. Or in the reverse, if you want to be a very empowered, aware, submissive, or bottom who knows what she wants, knows what she's looking for in this sexual experience, in this kink experience, you again need that self-care game and that relationship and that love built in you so that you can take up that space and set boundaries that are fulfilling for you as a submissive. So either way, no matter what direction you go, no matter where you find your switch point, no matter where you land on any of that, you getting your life to a peaceful place where you are indulging in yourself, where you are prioritizing your own self-care, I think that is where you focus for the time being.
Okay.
How does that sound?
It sounds exactly like what I needed to hear, exactly what I don't want to do. I want someone to say, take a shower today.
Yes.
Actually, what I want is, have you taken a shower today?
Exactly.
Oh, have you eaten today, honey?
Mm-hmm.
Because I'm having trouble regulating those just for a tiny while until I can get things back under control. Because normally I'm really fucking good at it. I don't know what the problem is right now.
Well, in my experience, when things in our daily routine get flustered to that degree, it's typically because we're getting overwhelmed with things that we've avoided, or our anxieties, or things that we've kind of procrastinated on, whatever. And so if that's so if that's where you are, I will be your dominant for a moment. Would you like that?
Sure.
Okay. So, Britta, my dear, I want you to do something for me starting tomorrow.
Okay.
The correct answer is yes, ma'am, or yes, goddess.
Oh, yes, ma'am.
Okay, there we go. She said she wanted a dominant. We're taking her through the experience right now. So, my dear, starting tomorrow, I would like you to write out everything that you need to get done, like on a day-to-day basis. Like, I know there are going to be other variables that randomly pop into your schedule, but just...
Okay, so you want daily tasks.
I just want a list of the daily tasks. I want you to write down a list of your daily tasks that just need to get done for you to, like, survive and pay your bills, right?
Okay.
And then from that task, or from that list of tasks, I want you to prioritize the most to least important.
Prioritize least to most. Okay.
Most to yes, least ma'am. Important, not least to most.
Oh. Oops. Most.
Most to least important.
Got it.
I'll catch you, sister. Okay, most to least important. And then if there's not already something involving daily self-care, something indulgent, like taking a bath with your favorite bath bomb or getting a pedicure or whatever, I don't care what it is, eating your favorite food, okay. Whatever. If there is not one self-care thing on that list every day, I want you to add one self-care thing on that list.
Okay. One self-care. Okay. And does it have to be big or small or what?
Anything. It's literally all okay. about you. Whatever feels good or sounds good or whatever you think you need day to day, then that is your opportunity to meet that need for yourself. But what I want you to do is from that main list, we're going to create priorities of that mm-hmm. list of, okay, this is most important to least important, include a self-care. And then I want you to just start walking through your day point by point. Just okay. check off the first thing. Once you get done with the first thing, see how you feel. If you feel like, okay. you know what, that was good. I think I want to do the second one. Try to do the second thing on your list.
Okay.
And that's all I want you to do. And if one day you only get through four things, then we're going to mm-hmm. celebrate the fact that you got through four things. If the next day Aww. You only got through two things, we're going to celebrate the fact that you got through two things.
Okay.
But we're going to try to keep this as organized and simple and peaceful for you as possible. So if you would, as your homework, do that for me and then start running your days like that. And we can check in a couple weeks and see how you're doing. How does that sound?
That sounds perfect.
All right. All right, my dear.
Can we check in 2 weeks and then I message you privately? Is that what the next step is?
Are you at the dominant discourse tier?
Yes.
Oh,
I think so.
If you are at the $50 tier level, the dominant discourse tier level, then you get one-on-one session with me okay. every month.
Perfect.
And so if you would like to redeem that, I don't know if you're at that tier, but if you are at that tier, then you
one
go.
One of your lovely Discord people is going to tell me whether I am
yes.
or not.
They will help you.
Walk me through how to do it.
They will help you figure it out. Absolutely. Absolutely. But how do you feel about what we discussed in the little bit of strategy that we were able to work out for you?
That is exactly what I need
Good.
Right now.
Good.
That is exactly what I need because I just feel so scattered.
Yeah.
That it's those little daily things. And I could fall down all these wormholes and rabbit holes of, oh, it's my job. Oh, it's my blah, blah, blah. Like, I don't mm-hmm. want to get too personal, but there's a lot going on.
Right.
And I still have needs that need to be met.
Yes.
And so to have someone step in and be like, this is what you need to prioritize. Let me help you. That is exactly what I need.
Good, good. Well, I'm glad that we were able to do that for you. And my last piece of advice before I let you go is when you get overwhelmed, when you feel that like, oh, it's getting to be too much. I just need to check the fuck out. Do you mm-hmm. feel that sensation anywhere in your body?
I am learning to recognize that sensation.
Okay.
For years, I was raised in a family of origin and my work schedule, like I'm just giving you a big broad picture here yeah. so you can really get me, of you were told to stuff that shit.
Yeah.
Because you can't have a breakdown at a crime scene.
Yeah.
Although, in full disclosure, and what really brought it to a head today is I passed out at a crime scene yesterday.
Oh, my gosh. I am so
fucking embarrassed.
Oh.
There is nothing like having four of your most intimate male big colleagues looking down at you going, "What happened? Are you okay?"
Okay. So we are going too hard, too fast, and not giving ourselves enough care and rest.
On the opposite end of that, I just slept for 20 hours.
Well, it sounds like you obviously needed it. So I think really the name of the game for you right now, my dear, is balance.
Yeah. Big time balance.
Big time balance. Big time balance. So be aware as possible. If you can feel it in your body, try to pay attention. But whenever, even when you get like short and snippy or like just I'm done, I can't do this anymore, or really anxious or stressed, let any of those be a sign that you have been over giving and under receiving.
Oh, that's good. This is why you're the professional.
So that is the balance that we need to get back. Because you're going to work yourself into exhaustion by over giving and under receiving. And if you're getting any of those cues, that short temper, that bitterness, that anxiety, any of that, or any physical sensations or symptoms, stomach issues, headaches, whatever, exhaustion, pay attention, because it's your nervous system saying, "Hey, girl, I love you, and you have been over giving and under receiving, and it's time to receive now."
Yeah. Perfect.
All right. How you feeling, girl?
I'm feeling really great, actually, because you just nailed it. You put words to what I was feeling, which is exactly what I wanted.
Oh, good. Wonderful. Well, I'm glad that I was able to help you translate. Do you have anything else for me?
No, thank you.
All right, my dear. Well, if that's all, you can go ahead and mute your mic. And everyone, give Britta a round of applause and some love for sharing and being so open and vulnerable and amazing with us. Thank you. Thank you. All right. So now, who do we have? Who should we call on next? Ben, yeah, sure, Ben, or Max? Yeah, sure, Ben, or Max? And yes, Ben, that's what we're going with right now. Yeah, sure, Ben. So, I'm going to leave it up to you, gentlemen. Ben and Max, would either of you like to volunteer to go next? All right, Ben volunteers. Let me get your mic taken care of for you. All right, Ben, are you there, my friend?
I'm here. Can you hear me?
I can hear you loud and clear. Wonderful. How are you doing tonight?
I'm doing good, Michelle. How are you?
I'm doing well, and I'm so glad that you are able to join us tonight. So how can I help you? What's going on?
Yeah, no, thanks again for the time. I guess it's a pretty broad question, but for someone pretty new to the lifestyle, I'm just curious what kind of scenes would work best if you're doing BDSM with someone who lives in another country or somewhere where you don't get to see them physically most of the time.
Yes, great question.
Catch the rest of this conversation in the next episode.